Conflict can surprise us. A text message comes in, a family member makes a comment, a friend misunderstands us, a coworker speaks sharply, someone ignores us, corrects us, or disappoints us. In that moment, something can ignite inside us. This course calls that reaction the wildfire. Wildfire is a conflict response fueled by fear, pride, anger, revenge, gossip, manipulation, defensiveness, harsh speech, silent punishment, exaggeration, control, or the need to win. Wildfire does not always look loud. Sometimes wildfire sounds like shouting. Sometimes it sounds like sarcasm. Sometimes it sounds like silence. Sometimes it looks like a text typed too quickly. Sometimes it looks like rehearsing the offense over and over in our inner conversation. Because we are organic humans, conflict touches the whole person. Our spiritual nature may wrestle with fear, pride, shame, judgment, bitterness, or the desire to be right. Our bodily nature may feel the conflict through a tight chest, a racing heart, tense shoulders, a sharp tone, tears, withdrawal, or restless energy. Conflict is spiritual and physical. That does not mean every feeling is sinful. It means we need to notice what is happening before we let the wildfire spread. A helpful peacefire map begins like this: event, interpretation, desire, response, spread. What happened? What did I assume? What did I want? What did I fear? How did I respond? What did my response spread? Many conflicts grow because we confuse the event with our interpretation. The event may be she did not answer my message. The interpretation may be she does not respect me. The desire may be I want to be noticed. The fear may be I am being rejected. The response may be I send a cold reply. The spread may be distance, tension, gossip, or more offense. Romans 12:21 says, "Don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." That does not mean pretending harm is good. It means we do not let evil, fear, pride, or offense take control of our next response. People skill confidence in conflict begins with noticing. Before I answer, I can pause. Before I accuse, I can ask. Before I spread the story, I can pray. Before I rehearse the offense, I can bring my inner conversation to. The wildfire may light quickly, but by God's grace, I do not have to feed it. Reflection question. When conflict begins, what kind of wildfire response are you most likely to notice in yourself? Gentle next step this week, when you feel conflict rising, pause and ask, what happened? What am I assuming? And what might my next response spread?